Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, squash, tomatoes, beans, lettuce, onions, these are among the staples of the Midwestern backyard garden. But some Urbana residents are growing something just a little bit unusual. Lisa Brautz has a story in this week's edition of In My Backyard.
I'm sure many of you will agree. There are a few things finer, really, than spending an afternoon doing battle with weeds in the garden on a hot, sunny day, followed by stretching out in a chair and opening an ice-cold beer. There's something about this ritual that says, your work here is done. Put up your feet. Brewski for youski. One thing that interests me about beer, besides the fact that it's beer, is that we so often forget it's an agricultural product, that it's made from grains and plants. It's also something that we're perfectly happy letting someone else make for us, even if they don't make it very well, like bread. Some people do like to brew for themselves and their friends, and it's gotten easier to do thanks to home brewing kits that are relatively easy to find at brew shops or on the internet. But what about using local ingredients in this process? Brewing beer relies heavily on grains like malted barley and wheat for its substance and its strength. Neither of these grains are something you see growing amongst the tomatoes found in a home garden. However, part of brewing also involves hops, a vigorous perennial vine showcasing extremely cute little cones of flavor that make beer taste really, really good. As it happens, hops are grown pretty easily. A person could grow a few vines with very little trouble. But why would anyone want to, you might ask? I don't brew my own beer. I don't even drink beer. Well, neither does Jill Miller, one of my neighbors. But she grows hops. She loves hops. And it has nothing to do with their role in brewing beer.
I really have no interest in brewing beer, but there are enough people in the neighborhood that if they want my hops, they can have it. Otherwise, it's just decorative.
In addition to supplying neighborhood brewers with hops, Jill has other reasons for wanting to raise them.
You're supposed to sort of leave them alone for the first year, and then this spring, it was just so warm, they just popped right up and spread all over, and now they're like a weed, which is what they do. They grow so fast. I love it. And I wanted more shade. We don't really have backyard tree or anything. And so I'm hoping to get a trellis and train them to grow over in the future.
Hops are resource hungry. They require a lot of sun, water, nutrients, and well-drained soil, so they grow well here in central Illinois. They've been grown in southern Wisconsin and upstate New York commercially, but nowadays most domestic hops are grown in the Pacific Northwest. And brewers are starting to take an interest in locally grown organic hops for their operations.
There's some pretty good research being done at Washington State University, and they're interested in the organic side of the hop production. And right now, most organic hops are sourced from both New Zealand and Germany, so they're traveling a long distance. And I know Anheuser-Busch and New Belgium are really interested. Those brewing companies are pretty interested in incorporating organic hops into some of their brews and stuff, but there's just not a source in the United States for those.
Samantha Carlson is a second-year graduate student in landscape architecture at the University of Illinois, and somewhere along the line, her interest in hops went beyond having a cold one after some yard work. Their crazy growing habit got her attention. Hop vines can grow to be 30 feet high and can send roots down as far as 15 feet, as well as their companionability with perennial grains and perennial prairie grasses. Hop's deep rooting habit got her thinking about carbon sequestration and soil stabilization, both of which are hugely ecologically important. And she's working on ways to get some of this research out of test plots and into everyday environments. So obviously, it's not just about beer for her. She does point out, though, that commercial production of hops for a small brewery doesn't require a whole lot of land. 1 acre can host 1,200 plants. That's a lot of hops. 1,500 pounds by the time the acre is in full swing in about 4 years. And she thinks that beer made locally with home-sourced ingredients could help get consumers connected with other local food and food culture. Then there are the folks for whom growing hops is completely about beer. Some home brewers have become more interested in growing their own hops in recent years thanks to a worldwide hop shortage caused by various blights and pests. If a crop failure occurs in Germany or New Zealand, for example, where hops are a huge export crop, it's felt here by home brewers in that hops are harder to find at specialty stores or online. In some cases, brewers are restricted as to the quantities they can buy, and they can get way more expensive. In 2008, the price of hops increased from $5 to $32 per pound. This hop shortage has also been helped along by the fact that so-called super hoppy beers are extraordinarily trendy right now. Walk into your local specialty shop or even the grocery store and you'll see a zillion beers with names like Hop Stupid and Modus Hopperandi and Hopsicle. Hops add some bitter flavor to beer. It can be quite citrusy and piney and refreshing, and it's definitely delicious, but it takes a lot of hops to make those beers. It was this shortage combined with interest in localism and gardening and self-reliance that put Joan Jack and Jason Thomason on the road to adding hops to their large backyard garden in Champaign. Jason started brewing beer with a friend a couple of years ago using the hop pellets that he bought from a supplier. Joan, however, saw an opportunity.
Well, then Joan came up with the idea, my wife, well, what about growing them? So she started reading about growing hops and different kinds of hops to grow here. And so she ordered the rhizomes. Without even asking me, she says, we're going to grow some hops. So
I decided that we needed to grow our own hops because I had heard about the hops shortage. And I thought, you know, just to be more self-sufficient, because I like the idea of being able to provide everything for eat and drink in your own yard. So I ordered 4 rhizomes, 2 of each kind, and I planted them last spring. And this year, they're just double of what they were last year. And it's been really fun watching them twine up and get really long.
This year marks the first time Joan and Jason will be harvesting and using their own hops in beer production, if the Japanese beetles don't get them first. Jason says he's in the process of figuring out what to do with the hops once they've been harvested and dried. He's not sure how much using their fresh backyard hops will matter flavor-wise either, since they've never done it before. That first batch will be an experiment, a potentially very tasty experiment.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, willang.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have a story idea for In My Backyard, we would love to hear it. Drop us an email at willagstaff.org. That's willagstaff.org.